You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Hello, humans. This is God. Today on the God Pod, we'll explain why Kellyanne Conway is going to hell. Then we'll talk about some of the stuff that Biden's been doing to unfuck America. And finally, we'll talk to Mitch McConnell, right, Moses?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that.
You got Mitch McConnell on the program.
I do. Wow. I do. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
That's a big get. I mean, yes. I know we don't want to give these people airtime, but like, we got a podcast to run.
Oh, it's great. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, great, great. I'm here today with the God Squad, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and Moses. How's it going, gang?
What's up?
Hello.
Almost to the weekend, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank gosh it's Friday.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's answer a question from one of our patrons.
Over Chonky asks, speaking of Mormons, was Joseph...
So he says speaking of Mormons because recently we had an episode where I read a one-star review from an angry Mormon.
Ah.
God.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of Mormons, was Joseph Smith on shrooms when he did the whole Book of Mormon thing? It would explain things. The tablets no one could see, the hat and the stones doing the translation, etc.
No, men just lie.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say
very
no.
True.
Like, don't put this on shrooms.
What's the South Park? Dum, 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 dum.
Yes.
Isn't that the...
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
No one could see them.
He was just lying to his wife because he wanted to fuck other bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amongst other things, yeah. And make money and children and all that stuff. Wasn't he a pedophile?
Make money.
I mean, he wanted to fuck children. He was a pedophile, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, I don't like to talk about that because it's some things are so messed up, you don't even want to talk about them. And that's Joseph Smith. And no, don't blame it on shrooms. Okay. He's just a lying con artist. That's all. There's the answer to your question. I think that, you know, please don't bring shrooms into this.
If a woman had done that, she would have been burned at the stake.
Yeah, that did happen quite a bit back in the day.
Yeah.
What were we doing then? Why did we let that happen? Why did we let anything happen? If you want us to answer your questions on the show and hang out with your fellow heathens and talk to me on our chat server, join our Patreon. You'll also gain an extra 90 minutes a week of exclusive content. I'm going to keep telling you about this until you join. Today... at patreon.com/thegodpod. All right, let's talk about this Kellyanne Conway shit.
What did she do now?
You don't know? You didn't hear?
Well, a bit of a background for people that don't know. She and her daughter records her on TikTok freaking out, right?
Right.
And
Claudia is her name.
Claudia,
all the
right,
time.
Right. All the time she gets recording of her mom freaking out and them fighting. So this time, what happened exactly?
Apparently, allegedly, Kellyanne Conway posted a topless pic of her 16-year-old daughter on Twitter.
Jesus.
That sounds highly inappropriate.
That sounds illegal.
Why did she do this?
Check out what Kellyanne had to say. Fuck her. Check out what Claudia had to say. Holy Spirit, did you follow the story at all?
No, but I'm looking at it now. I mean, I followed the story of Claudia posting that montage of Kellyanne freaking out and calling her a bitch and saying, you better be glad your mother's pro-life and all of that stuff.
That's so death threat.
Yeah. And George Conway, where the fuck is he?
He's the one that tweeted out.
A video.
He tweeted out Claudia, a response from Claudia. He's like, hey, my daughter wants me to tweet this out. And then he tweeted out her response saying, hey, my mom's great. We just fight a lot and everything's fine.
What?
No.
Yeah,
That's bullshit.
No, that was yesterday. That was yesterday.
That's bullshit.
He's lying. He's a piece of shit.
He's running cover.
I saw teenagers talking, and this is just absolutely a rumor because, but you know, if you go deep enough on these threads, some person was just like, where's George Conway? And somebody was like, my friend's in a text thread with Claudia, or like, I'm in a text thread with Claudia. And she said that he won't like return her calls or anything. Like, he's not there and he won't talk to her. Mm-hmm. And I believe that more than I believe anything George Conway says.
That tweet that you just described, Moses, sounds very suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was simple as that. He was like, hey, my daughter Claudia would like me to tweet this out. And that was it. And then it's Claudia doing that whole spiel about, oh, we're just fighting, we teenagers and moms. What are you going to do? That kind of thing.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's never how she sounds when she's, you know, posting on TikTok.
Yeah.
Or at any point in the past talking about this. Also, her mom posted a naked picture of her on the internet. Ugh. And she's 16. I saw someone say like, hey, why does everyone have to, you know, talk about this? She's 16. They're a family. Let them just have their drama. And it's like, that's no, this person is a criminal.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, she should be arrested for doing something like that. Isn't that a crime? Posting pictures of like underage children online.
Oh, absolutely.
There should be like a cult that's totally focused on stopping that.
QAnon to the rescue.
Yeah. So what do you think? Should Kellyanne Conway go to heaven or hell?
Hell.
Hell, of course.
Hell. Definitely hell. Yeah.
Okay. It's unanimous. She's going to hell.
It's been 4 years now since Alternative Facts. Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, it's not just for this.
Yeah.
It's for everything that she did.
Yeah. And my friend's probably not going to be working with the Lincoln Project. So George Conway's wife should definitely go to hell.
Yes.
So there you go. There you go.
They should all go to hell.
but they're going to need you to donate first so they can get there. But anyway, go ahead.
Let's talk about some fun stuff. Biden has been all over the place signing executive orders, right? Let's get into the details about what
he is going off on these executive orders. But you have to clean up the mess. He's doing it, though. It's great.
Yeah. What are some of the things that he's done, Jesus? Do you know?
Well, he rejoined the Paris Climate Accords.
Nice.
He repealed the Muslim ban.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He signed a federal mask mandate. And that means all government employees have to wear masks now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he signed something requiring them, or maybe he wants to. You know, I'll cut this out. Something about wearing masks on planes and trains and
automobiles.
Well, I don't know if he can enforce that one, but
planes, trains, and automobiles.
Those aren't pillows.
Those aren't my pillows.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, the White House website recognizes climate change is real again.
Yay
for small victories. I read that when they took over, they discovered that Trump had zero plans for the COVID vaccine distribution.
Yeah.
They were doing nothing.
Yeah. And Biden said that actually earlier this week, that it was a mess that they inherited. He also said this week they're trying to ramp up the number of vaccinations daily. I think they're aiming for 1.25 million now. And then he said anybody who wants a vaccine should be able to get one by spring or summer, which is nice. And then I think he said and there will be enough vaccinations available for all adults by fall.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they've always been saying the whole time. I guess it's just a question of, you know, getting better at it. But yeah, I haven't been vaccinated yet, have you?
No.
I'm old as hell.
Well, that's part of the problem. I don't think anybody knows how to even get the vaccine to begin with.
Exactly.
That's not true. I'm on a list, and I jump on the website, and every time I look for an appointment, it's like, no, fuck you, God.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I didn't realize about this list you're talking about. You just go online?
It's different, you know, all over the place.
But that's a palace thing, right? If you go to a different state...
I'm a celebrity. It's crazy that Arnold Schwarzenegger got one. And I haven't.
Well, I don't think it's right that celebrities, including you, should get it early. I think you
should. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
But from what I understand, if you have a verified blue check mark in front of your Twitter handle, you get to go first.
Or a member of the Lincoln Project.
It never gets new.
I hope they renamed that new party to the party of Lincoln, Reagan, and Nixon, or whatever they're doing. Like Lincoln, Reagan, and Trump, just to smite, like, despite the Lincoln party.
No, you had it right. Just to smite. Yeah, you know who I saw was giving them some shit? Reverend Dr. William J. Barber, the second, jumped on Twitter yesterday and said, talking heads must not call it the Trump base. It's the Republican base. And even those now in the Lincoln Project must admit that, for years as Republicans, they participated in pouring the gasoline. Trump just lit the match. He didn't create the division and pour all the fuel. And yeah, amen,
Yep.
Reverend Doctor. It's they're continuing to do it. They're going to go right back to doing it. They're doing it right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how are you doing with the whole pandemic, everybody? Have you hit the COVID wall yet?
Hit the wall a long time ago. Long time.
Pandemic wall. Yeah.
But it's been going on for so long, it just feels like normal now, you know?
Well, you know, I'm an extreme introvert, and I barely ever, I like never leave the palace.
Uh-huh.
But even for me, this, I'm feeling it now.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Like when COVID's over, what do you want to do?
Anything.
Like go to a club, go down to Earth, travel to other planets.
Yeah, go to like Xenu and like, no, wait, that's not a planet. What's that planet that you live on?
How about, I mean, we could take a trip to Australia. There's no COVID there. I saw a video of them, like the clubs
are. New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah. The clubs are reopened. It's like COVID never happened. It's crazy.
I knew a lot of other people as well. I just want to go to a coffee shop and sit there and sip coffee and just stare at people like I used to.
Stare at people creepily,
Moses used to.
Right. Exactly.
I enjoy working from coffee shops. I miss that a lot as well.
Love it. Yes, I definitely miss that.
Yeah.
I don't miss that. But I, you know, it's just I've run out of things to watch. I've watched everything. Yes, Jesus, I watched WandaVision. It's okay.
Oh.
It's grand. Nice budget there. But I'm running out of things to watch.
Yeah.
And you know what? Hey, that's nothing to complain about. You know, I mean,
right. There's
other people that have it way worse than the Lord thy God.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't know. I got to find something new to watch soon or I'm going to go nuts.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a recommendation.
Something that doesn't suck, by the way. I think I should clarify. It's not just about watching something new.
Yeah. So, okay.
It has to delight the Lord thy God.
I have a movie recommendation for you.
Okay.
Promising Young Woman. Have you heard about this?
No.
No.
It's new. It was in theaters, but now you can rent it. It's $20 to rent, which is crazy. Carey Mulligan, Bo Burnham star in it. It's a revenge movie. It's great. I won't say any more because I don't want to spoil it, but
Jesus,
check that out.
Jesus gives Promising Young Woman 5 stars.
Exactly.
That sounds weird.
I approve of Promising Young Women.
Jesus gave this woman 5 stars.
Have you seen that one, Holy Spirit, Promising Young Woman?
Not yet, but I can't wait. I know I'm going to like it.
Have now, you heard about it? I mean, a lot of people.
Yes, I have.
Okay, good.
Has everyone watched... what's that show on Netflix with the Victorian era clothes and all the fucking...
Oh, Bridgerton.
Right.
No, I haven't. I want to since everybody's talking about it. Have you?
Of course. I sold you. I've watched everything. I caught up yesterday. I finished Netflix. I finished the internet. I even finished Apple Plus, and it's pretty bad. yeah.
I have to ask along those lines of Apple. I have not yet seen Ted Lasso. Is that pretty great? People are talking.
God and I love it.
It's good, yeah.
Okay.
Very good. It's their one good show, though, so I don't know if it's
really
worth it.
It's the one good show, exactly. Like, you know, they have lots of money. They poured lots of money into lots of shows, but that doesn't mean they're good.
Actually, I will say The Morning Show was good. Have you watched that yet?
I told you, I've seen everything.
Oh,
yes, I have watched it.
Okay.
And I, you know, my review is, So, do better, entertainment world. Remember before the pandemic started, it was like, oh, there's so much TV, I'll never catch up.
Yeah. now we're a year and into now, this, and we've caught up.
I have, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Do you have any suggestions for deities like me that are really struggling with the pandemic now? I guess I should just end it.
Wow.
Help out Vinny Vaccine. Get more vaccinations out there.
Yeah. People love Vinny Vaccine. They can't wait to get a piece of him. Also, other reviews I've read recently is that someone loves the Holy Spirit. Everyone's in love with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Aww.
I don't know what power this is that you have, Holy Spirit. I guess it's the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
But someone said that they would listen to you read the dictionary.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
We'll get started.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we could fill time that way. That would be like a good episode.
I'm not going to do that. I can't read.
Why would you learn? Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the Mitch McConnell interview. Right, Moses?
Yes, very excited.
Something
about
big
this.
Happened in the Senate where Mitch McConnell was trying to get the filibuster, right?
Yeah.
And then he failed? I don't even understand all this parliamentary procedures. That's your thing, Moses.
His whole thing, they were going to do the filibuster and objection and, you know, basically just stall everything. And then the night before, Chuck Schumer, who is the leading person now, he was on the Rachel Maddow show, and he basically warned Mitch McConnell. He said, yeah, he can try that, but I got some stuff up my sleeve. It's basically what he said. Not much longer after that interview, Mitch McConnell basically said, all right, cool. I'm not going to. Yeah, just go ahead. Go ahead. Floor is yours. Go ahead. So that helped. But now, you know, it's still just a messy thing because the Republicans are still horrible. But but that was the gist of that.
I'm going to tell you, if you do have Mitch McConnell coming out, I'm not going to be here because I can't stand that motherfucker.
Oh, I know.
Listen, while you bring him out, I'm going to teleport to his office and take a big steaming dump on his desk.
That's one of the great things about being God, I imagine, is that you can poop whenever you want on command.
I've been saving up for days, actually.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right.
Don't forget your mask.
Wow, I'm sure he remembered the mask. I mean, I assume he did. All right, well, looks like we now have, on the intergalactic Zoom call, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Hello, Senator McConnell, you there? Hello.
Hello.
There he is. There's our
what
Mitch.
What podcast is this?
This would be the God Pod.
What? That doesn't sound very...
Okay. Wow. All right.
You choking?
He's just looking for his R's.
Mary, what's going on over here?
When he tries to say the word or the letter R, it sounds like he's choking.
Oh.
I'm very busy, man.
Mitch, I know you are, so thank you for being here. Let me ask you a first question. You have now been downgraded to minority leader. How are you feeling about that?
Nothing can stop me from destroying the Democrats' plans. When I was the minority leader last time, what happened?
Is that a rhetorical question? Because I really want to know what happened.
I don't remember.
I stand
in defiance against all Democrats.
That's been your thing all along, of course. Now, as of this past Monday, you decided to allow the 50-50 Senate to officially organize, you know, so Democrats can take control of key committees. Basically, how do I say, why did you cave like a bitch, Mitch?
I don't think that this is the right sort of plan for me to be.
Is he having a stroke?
Yeah, no, it's okay. His drawl gets a bit... It gets a bit heavy at times. So basically, I'm the Mitch Whisperer.
Oh.
So Mitch, go ahead and just tell me what he's saying. I'm the Mitch Whisperer. Go ahead.
Super blah.
Okay, sure. So he's super blah. So he's saying now that he's no longer in charge, his life is winding down.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Groundbreaking.
Whoa. Wow, he said, I can't believe a Jew and a black guy from Georgia sealed my fate in the Senate. Oh, sorry. Okay, Jew and African-American. There you go. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Okay, that's it. Well, here goes. In the end, I tried my best to make the most of a good life for all Americans of all races, no matter their background.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. I heard that wrong. He actually said, I'll always be racist, and I'm at peace knowing I'll go down as a large piece of shit who was nothing but corrupt. See you never. I'm now going back to my shell. Goodbye.
Wow.
Bye, Mitch.
Goodbye.
Wow. Wow. Oh, okay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm back.
Hey. Wow. Oh, you missed it.
I took a quick, like, 3-minute puppy shit on Mitch's desk, and it just all came out. Wham! It's covered. It's covered nice. In holy shit. Wait till he gets back to his office. He's going to be quite sad. Yes. How was Mitch?
He was great.
I had to become the Mitch Whisperer because he had some difficulty speaking. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I think he needs some medical attention, but that's not our problem.
No, exactly.
No. Yeah, well, there's another one going to hell. Him, Kellyanne, the whole lot of them. Well, I hope that I get over this pandemic wall, and I hope some good things start happening, and I hope some bad things start happening to these terrorists. And I hope I feel better. You know, I hope you feel better.
People are getting arrested now, so that's a good start.
You would think that I would be satisfied with that, but no. No, I'm not going to be happy until I see, like, some of these, like, politicians go down for this shit.
Well, what do we have to look forward to in February? Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day, Galentine's
Day. Oh, you're single,
Day.
Though.
What's that? You're single?
You're single.
You're single.
You cry about it on the show like every every 6 weeks.
Yeah, I guess I'm single, but I'm not allowed to date.
Oh.
Because I'm God.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's like being a Jedi. You know, you're just not allowed to date.
All right. Well, you can look forward to the candy.
Yeah, Jedis don't fuck, do they?
No, Jedis don't fuck. Holy Spirit, would you agree? Am I allowed to date? Because I did mention this idea one time, and your reaction was, ew.
Yeah, I feel like it seems sort of like a power dynamic. I mean, people would be forced to say yes because you're God.
No, wow. I only like to date other deities.
Like who?
Like all of, you know, all the ones.
Hey, he seemed to have an affair with my mom.
Wow.
At some point.
And she, yeah.
She's sort of deity-like.
What about
that.
Joan of Arc? Joan of Arc's making the rounds.
Both teenagers. You need to...
No. Joan of Arc is not a deity. No.
Okay. All right.
You know, there's a lot of cute Indian ones that have, like, multiple arms.
If you call it, instead of dating, it would be deiting.
Yeah!
Okay.
Is there an app for that?
Is Joan of Arc, she's not a deity, but is she a gaiety?
Wow.
Good night. God doesn't like
that's
working
our
with
show.
Her.
On that note,
catch me on the Lincoln Project.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. I'm glad, you know, what a big show. I mean, we reaffirmed that Kellyanne Conway's going to hell. I mean, like, anyone didn't see that coming. And then we had Mitch McConnell, huge guest. And next week we have Mary Trump. So, you know, that's the God pod for you. We have real politicians and big names on this podcast. The only podcast worth listening to.
The original one. The original one. Come on.
Yes, yes, yes.
The original one.
That's right. The Lord has spoken.
Thanks for supporting the God Pod here on Patreon. Help us grow our flock by telling a friend about the show today. Thanks, humans.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.